This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Firestone tires are more than just rubber and tread. They're destination seekers, just like you. And this summer, Firestone can help you get the most out of your tires and your tank. Right now, when you buy four eligible Firestone tires, you'll receive a $70 Firestone Gas prepaid MasterCard. Offer valid May 14th through July 8th of 2012. Mail-in claim form required. See participating Firestone dealer for eligible tires and complete details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank.
First of all, in the Farm Show on this 4th of July Wednesday morning on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat closed at 782 and a quarter, up 27 and three quarter. September wheat closed at 799 and a quarter, up 26 and three quarter. December wheat closed at 813 and three quarter, up 23. July corn yesterday closed at 718 and three quarter, up 26 and a quarter. September corn closed at 674, up 21 and three quarter. December corn closed at 674 and a half, up 18 and three quarter. July soybeans yesterday closed at 1572 and a quarter, up 40. August beans closed at 1529 and a half, up 35 and a quarter. September beans closed at 1498, up 35 and a half. July soybean meal yesterday closed at 454.10, up 116. August meal closed at 447.20, up 119. September meal closed at 441.10, up 123. July soybean oil yesterday closed at 52.95, up 77. August oil closed at 53.14, up 78. September oil closed at 53.34, up 77. July oats yesterday closed at 348 and three quarter, up two and three quarter. September oats closed at 351, up three and three quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Harry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market news report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended sharply higher on Tuesday afternoon. Grain futures rose as the hot and dry weather conditions continued in the Corn Belt. The USDA's weekly crop progress report indicated the Illinois crop conditions continued to fall. The Illinois corn crop fell by 11% from last week to place only 26% in the good to excellent range, with the soybean crop down 7% to 28% in the good to excellent category. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 20 to 25 cents stronger at $7 to $7.14, while soybean bids were up 30 to 40 cents at $15.49 to $15.63. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 18 to 23 cents higher at $7.03 to $7.24, soybean bids up 35 to 45 cents at $15.39 to $15.45, and the wheat price is up 27 to 30 cents at $7.61 to $7.81. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 11 to 16 cents at $7.14 to $7.30. Soybeans advanced 32 to 35 cents with bids ranging $15.40 to $15.76, and wheat prices up 24 to 25 cents, ranging from $7.62 to $8.04. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 22 to 24 cents stronger at 727 to 728. Soybeans gained 40 to 43 cents, ranging from 1585 to 1587. And cash wheat bids up 26 to 27 cents at 760 to 769. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 24 to 29 cents stronger at 734 to 740. These same elevators increased their soybean prices by 33 to 39 cents, with quotations at 1590 to 1591. Soft red winter wheat gained 26 cents at 787 to 788, and Milo ended 19 cents higher at 631 to 632. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn ranged from 634 up to 643, with new crop soybeans ranging from 1435 to 1448. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 645 to 662, new crop soybeans at 1436 to 1456, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn ranged from 647 up to 672, with new crop soybeans ranging from 1447 to 1467. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, July hogs closed at 96.87, down 2. August hogs closed at 94.87, down a dime. October hogs closed at 83.20, up a dime. August cattle yesterday, 119.47, up 20. October cattle, 123.65, up 30. December cattle, 127.42, up 57. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at 147.40, down 225. September feeders closed at 150.87, down 185. And October feeders, 152.70, down 165. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Tuesday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,650 head today, are trading $1.28 lower from 89 to 94.60 with a weighted average of 92.93. And in Illinois today, there was 14,660 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout value for a hog carcass was down $2.29 today from 91.56. Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Bull Report, sows traded steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from $43 to $45, 4 to 5 weights from $44 to $48, and over 500 pounds from $47 to $51. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts traded steady again today from $66 to $68. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday. Hogs are at 423,000 on the day. That's up 19,000 from last week, but down 1,000 from last year. Cattle are at 129,000 on the day. That's unchanged from last week, but it's up 5,000 from the same time last year. USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values. There was a total of 196 fabricated loads and 81 trim loads. Choice carcasses fell $1.41 at $1.93.22, while selects were down a quarter at $1.77.36, leaving the choice select spread at $15.86. At the Shelbyville Livestock Auction, the opening report for Tuesday, they estimate 330 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading steady, while Holstein steers are steady to half a dollar lower. Choice steers from $1.19 to $1.22.75, while select and choice cattle are at $1.15 to $1.18.5. Choice Holsteins from $1.10.25 to $1.13.25, while choice heifers are trading from $1.20.25 to $1.23.50. Select and choice cattle are at $1.15 to $1.18. And at the weekly hay auction in Arthur, they had alfalfa small squares premium quality from 6.5 to 8.5 a bale, good quality small squares at 5.25 to $6, large squares 3x3s at 67.5 to $72.50. Alfalfa orchard grass small squares premium quality at 9 to 11.5 a bale, alfalfa mixed grass small squares good quality at 5.5 to $5.75, while the mixed grass small squares good quality were at 5 to $6.50 a bale. And the large rounds 4x5s were from $45 to $50. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for butter, 152 and 3 quarter unchanged. For block cheese, 164 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 167 and a half unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday ended at $16.69. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $7.23. For August, $6.57. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $7.15. For August, $6.53. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $15.61. For August, $14.67. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $7.51. For more information, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.23, corn at Scottville, $7.15, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.61, wheat at Scottville, $7.51. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this 4th of July Wednesday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Greenyard Lawn Care by FS is currently applying steps 3 and 4 of its 6-part program. It's the time of year for summer fertilizer, grub prevention application, and to check evergreen trees and other plants for bagworms. Give Greenyard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call at 1-800-962-7331. For a free estimate and scouting of your plants, call Greenyard Lawn Care by FS. It's a service of M&M Service Company, the local solution for your world of needs.
The National Weather Service has posted an excessive heat warning. It is in effect until 10 o'clock Saturday night. For today, sunny and hot. The high about 102 degrees with light west winds. Clear skies tonight, low temperatures in the low 70s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, hot, and humid. The high about 104. And your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday continued. Hot and humid. Highs about 104 degrees, low temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 73 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
This week at Capri IGA, get Hormel pork spare ribs for $1.99 a pound, a 24-pack of IGA spring water, $2.99, and a 16-ounce container of Prairie Farms dip or sour cream, just $1.39. For value and convenience, shop your hometown proud Capri IGA in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Greenville.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Hickory Grove Family Farms, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. First of all, in our farm news today, here's the weekly crop condition report from the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service. We join Mark Schleusener.
Last week was hot and dry again across Illinois. Statewide temperatures were above normal from north to south, and rainfall was below normal across the state as well. Generally, southern areas were hotter and drier than the rest of the state, but northern areas suffered as well. The two southernmost districts received no precipitation at all and were more than 5 degrees above normal temperature. The Northwest District received an average of 0.7 inch of rain, but that was still more than 0.3 inch below normal for the week. As a result of the hot and dry conditions, soil moisture declined. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated 52% very short, 37% short, and 11% adequate. Subsoil moisture declined to 49% very short, 41% short, and 10% adequate. The corn crop continued to advance in maturity ahead of normal pace. As of July 1, 46% of corn acres are silking compared to 6% last year and 15% normally. The average height of the crop is 64 inches compared to 44 inches last year and 49 inches for the 5-year average. The condition of the corn crop was rated as 33% very poor to poor, 41% fair, and 26% good to excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 25% last week. This compares to 5% 1 year ago and 9% for the 5-year average for this date. 31% of soybean acres were rated as very poor to poor, 41% were rated fair, and 28% were rated in good to excellent condition. Harvest of the wheat crop continued and reached 96% complete compared to 66% 1 year ago and 63% for the 5-year average. Maturity of the oats crop advanced and 75% of oats acres are turning yellow compared to 34% for the 5-year average. Harvest of alfalfa hay continued last week. 88% of the second cutting has been harvested compared to 29% 1 year ago and 33% normally. This is Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
We talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink last week about the area's forage crops and the problems they have with the hot and dry weather.
Well, forage crops, again, primarily alfalfa. Has a very deep tap root, which can get down there and get moisture from deeper in the soil profile. But, yeah, there's not much growth there. Again, insects are a little bit of a problem. We're hearing some potato leaf hopper. Hearing some aphid problems, too, which is a little bit unusual. And that, too, is a dry weather type of insect. So we got to watch these crops for these what we call these piercing, sucking type of insects that these insects are looking for moisture. They pierce and suck moisture out of the plant. There have been some reports about spider mites in soybeans in some areas, and that obviously is a very typical dry weather insect that we see on soybeans, in years like this, in weather conditions like this. So we need to watch for that as well. I've not seen spider mites yet too much here in this area, but I can almost guarantee if these weather conditions continue as they are, you know, we're going to start seeing spider mites in soybeans. So these piercing, sucking insects are going to become a problem.
In other farm news this morning, the transportation bill ended up tackling a lot more than just transportation issues, including student loan rates and flood insurance. But the American Farm Bureau Federation transportation specialist Andrew Walmsley says the bottom line is good for U.S. agriculture. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Jonna Miller has more.
Congress actually did something that might surprise a lot of people. They accomplished something.
They passed a longer-term transportation bill that they've been unable to do for the last 3 years.
American Farm Bureau transportation specialist Andrew Walmsley says the 27-month bill allows transportation projects to keep rolling until September of 2014.
They knew they had to get something done, and if they didn't, a lot of people would be out of work. The folks that supported the federal government to fund those projects have something to take back to their districts and say, look, we've put people back to work. We're paving the roads. We're improving the infrastructure that everyone needs for commerce to function.
Walmsley says the bill included an important fix for farmers and ranchers. They will now be exempt from several federal regulations that made it difficult for them to transport their products.
Those farmers or ranchers that are using a farm vehicle to haul their calves or their produce to market are exempt from some requirements that were meant for long-haul truckers, commercial truck drivers. Commercial driver's license, medical certificates, hours of service requirements, pre- and post-trip inspections, those were all included, and a farmer is exempt if he's driving a vehicle that's under 26,000 pounds. If he happened to be over 26,000 pounds, he's exempt up to 150 air miles from his farm if he were to cross a state line. He'd be exempt within the state. It's just an easier way to do business and reduce and some of the regulatory burdens that are on them.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Some reminders on this 4th of July Wednesday morning. Brian Frieden, the director of the Risk Management Agency's Springfield Regional Office, reminds producers to report 2012 spring crop acreage to their insurance agent by the 15th. With the severe weather conditions this year, producers are also encouraged to contact their crop insurance agent if they have concerns about a crop loss. Four new culinary contests have been added to the menu at the 2012 Illinois State Fair. The first ever Illinois State Fair Horseshoe Sandwich Competition will be held on Saturday, August the 11th at 10. Entries will be accepted that morning beginning at 9. Coffee connoisseurs should love the Seattle's Best Coffee Red Cup Showdown. Sponsored by Seattle's Best, this contest will be held on Friday, August the 10th, starting at 8:30. Wake Up to Eggs is the theme of a new contest sponsored by the American Egg Board and the Illinois Department of Agriculture Bureau of Marketing and Promotion. Eight contestants will be selected to compete in the contest from the pool of entries received by the 15th and invited to prepare their egg dishes at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, August the 12th. Summertime would not be complete without a backyard barbecue pork chop contest. Sponsored by Illinois Ventures for Community Action, this contest is scheduled for Sunday, August the 19th. Preparation and grill station setup will begin at 1 o'clock. For more information about these new competitions, visit www.illinoisstatefair.info and click on the Competitions tab, or you can phone the Competitive Events Office at 217-782-0786. The United States Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced on Monday new steps to safeguard the food supply with a new approach to testing residues in meat, poultry, and egg products. United States Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Food Safety, Dr. Elizabeth Hagen, says the National Residue Program allows the Food Safety and Inspection Service to test for the presence of chemical compounds in those products. The new efficiency methods will conserve resources and provide useful, reliable results while allowing the agency to analyze samples for more compounds than before. A key challenge facing the pork industry is the declining number of hog farmers at a time when the number of consumers and demand for pork is increasing around the world. The United States had 5.6 million farmers in 1950, with one farmer capable of feeding 30 people. There are 2 million farmers today, with each producing enough to feed 155 people. Worldwide, consumers demand more pork than any other meat, and the United States Food and Agriculture Organization projects that 7% of the food the world will need by the year 2050 will have to be produced using efficiency-enhancing technologies. A couple of boil order reminders. The Village of Williamson, a boil water order until further notice, and Litchfield residents in Walton Park and at the American Legion also under a boil water order until further notice. No commodity markets today. The commodity markets and electronic trading closed for the 4th of July holiday. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Hickory Grove Family Farms, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.